As we're out harvesting this fall, we need to start thinking about our weed control programs for this next spring. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension. I serve Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And yes, right now as we're out picking corn and cutting grain sorghum, we need to start thinking about our weed control programs for next spring in those crops. And the reason we're talking about this is that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and that is especially the case with kochia. And so if we can get some herbicides applied this fall, this will pay dividends for us down the line next spring when we're actually preventing kochia emergence. So fall applications can be made during late October, clear into November, and actually some of these products can be applied clear up to December 31st as long as the ground's not frozen. And so fall applications, after we get done picking corn, hopefully we have a little bit of time here, we can get out and get some herbicides applied. So atrazine can really be kind of the a core component of a lot of herbicide applications to prevent kochia. But just know that if you put atrazine down this fall, then we're locking ourselves into corn or grain sorghum as a spring crop next year. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about it. And actually, 1.5 to 2 pounds of atrazine can really pay dividends down the line for us. When we're thinking about kochia control with the late fall applied herbicides, we have several options, but a lot of those contain atrazine as a core component of those. Some of these products or these tank mixes could include atrazine at probably a pound or a pound and a half, some Clarity plus atrazine, atrazine plus Sharpen, or a three-way mix of Clarity, atrazine, and Sharpen. Now, there's a couple other products that can also help with our prevention of kochia emergence next fall, and that includes Goparia plus atrazine, Corvus plus atrazine, and Clarity plus atrazine plus Zidua. Now, we have one other product that is also a good fit for us, and that is Authority MTZ. And we may not be as familiar with Authority, but it is actually the same ingredient that is in Spartan that we put into sunflowers. So Authority MTZ can also be an option. So if you think back, I just mentioned Scoparia plus atrazine. Well, Scoparia is an interesting product because it's truly targeted at kochia. And the reason I say that is the scientific name for kochia is Kochia scoparia. And so we have a product that is just named Scoparia. So we can imagine that it's pretty tough on kochia. Then we add some atrazine into that. So that'll really help, may be a really good product to think about preventing our kochia emergence. And so I have some charts with all of those products that I just mentioned posted up on our K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website, and that is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And I have a couple of charts of some of these herbicide programs that were applied down in a Tribune a few years ago, so you can actually see how well these products held up. We have some ratings that they were applied the 7th of December. We have ratings for the end of March, clear up to the middle of June, so you can see how these products really held up and did a good job on preventing kochia emergence. So if you have any questions, give me a holler. You can get a hold of me at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby or in the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.